Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. Chicago officials say hundreds of people clashed with police overnight and ransacked the city's downtown commercial district. Stores were broken into and items stolen. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said this was not by protesters who were demonstrating against police brutality. She says this was an organized act of criminality.
These same stores that were hit last night were hit previously, not just by the looting, but by closures related to COVID-19. Stores that were targeted were more than just large chain stores. They were all small businesses and restaurants, representing our city's jobs and livelihoods.
Police and people in the crowd traded gunfire. A security guard and another civilian were critically wounded. Several police officers were injured in the clashes. The mayor says she is restricting access tonight to downtown Chicago. There are more than 5 million people in the U.S. who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. That's more than any other nation. And as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, deaths have been rising, too.
Nationwide, new cases appear to be plateauing or even declining in some places, but the case count is high. Compared to the 5 million U.S. cases, Brazil has about 3 million, India about 2 million. With about 1,000 deaths a day in the U.S., coronavirus is on track to be the third leading cause of death this year, behind cancer and heart disease. Some models suggest the death toll could reach 300,000 by the end of the year in the U.S. It could be lower, depending on how well people adhere to recommendations such as social distancing and masking. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Meanwhile, 4 in 10 incoming college freshmen intend to stay home this fall because of the pandemic. That's according to a new survey today. From member station WGBH, Kirk Carapeza reports the numbers are even higher for students of color.
The national survey of 1,800 students finds 40% of incoming freshmen are likely or highly likely not to attend any college this fall in person. And minority students are more likely than white students to be very worried about contracting COVID-19 on campus. The trend extends to highly selective colleges. Last week, Harvard announced that 20% of freshmen were deferring enrollment. Some community college leaders are hoping that four-year university students who stay home this fall will decide to take their courses instead. Simpson Scarborough, the Virginia-based higher ed research firm that conducted the survey, says that won't be known until the first day of classes. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials are up about 160 points at 27,592. The Nasdaq is down more than 132 points, or more than 1%. This is NPR. A Hong Kong media mogul and leading critic of China's Communist Party has been arrested. Jimmy Lai is accused of colluding with foreign powers. Lai's arrest comes after China passed a sweeping new national security law aimed at silencing dissent in Hong Kong. Unidentified gunmen have killed 6 French aid workers and 2 Nigerian guides who were visiting a wildlife park in Niger. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports French President Macron vowed to fight the terror groups behind this.
The attack took place southeast of Niger's capital, Niamey, in a giraffe reserve. The densely forested and protected national park is visited by hundreds of people every year. It's also in the same region where violent groups linked to Islamic State operate. In 2017, they killed 4 U.S. soldiers and 5 Nigerians. The recent victims were ambushed and shot while riding in a land cruiser. One of the aid workers managed to escape, but the attackers caught her and slit her throat. France already has some 5,000 soldiers based in Mali and Niger fighting extremist groups. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The 5-term authoritarian ruler of Belarus has declared victory in another presidential election. Preliminary results say that Alexander Lukashenko received 80% of the vote. Violence broke out overnight in Belarus following the contentious election. Lukashenko jailed 2 opposition candidates. Belarusian police have used tear gas and flashbang grenades to clear streets in the capital, Minsk. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.